Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of the CorporateCounsel.net and CompensationStandards.com. I'm here today with Greta Hotop, who's managing director of Compensation Valuation, Inc., a company that recently conducted a study into ESORs, and I thought I'd have Greta spend a few minutes with us to talk about the study as well as ESORs valuation in general. So the first question for you, Greta, is why did your company conduct a study of ESORs?
We were hired by the Council of Institutional Investors to conduct an independent analysis of what we thought of the ESORs product. We have a particular ability to understand the product in the context of the auction results due to our background in stock option valuations and our specialization in valuing complex compensation plans. When I say complex, that can be from sheer volume of data to be analyzed or from the terms built into the award, from ranking payoffs that compare it with other companies and other features of a grant. But ESORs are complex in their own way.
So did your evaluation indicate that the Zions Bancorp's ESORs in particular would allow for true price discovery?
ESORs is a package consisting of both a security design and an auction process. If the ESORs security were listed on an exchange with a two-sided market, it would be a very different product. Similarly, if the ESORs auction product were auction platform were used for another product, it could generate valid auction results, by which I mean that the results would more likely resemble the classic price discovery of liquid securities markets. What we found was that the ESORs package is designed as advertised to lower the option grant expense number for a company. And let me go into that a bit. In order to supposedly address the quote-unquote deficiencies of valuation methods, theoretical valuation methods, the combination of the product and the auction platform has been brought to a limited audience and brought to that audience by Zions, which has an interest in selling many ESORs schemes. Their sales pitch based on the claim that the product will lower expense numbers. Now, keep in mind that none of this changes the actual end cost of the grant to the company making the grant. It simply changes the estimate of the company's likely liability, which goes into their financial statements.
And what other findings that were noteworthy were found during your evaluation?
I probably should talk about what this price discovery thing a bit more before I get into that. So let
Sounds
me just it's not difficult to understand. It's more difficult to explain. As a price discovery system, the mechanism is designed to lower price. It is constructed with a number of small hurdles to bidders, and none of the major features exchanges employ to bring liquidity to a two-sided market, such as market makers for secondary trading. Further, it's designed to avoid the possibility of a higher expense number. Bids can be thrown out if they're too high. If you imagine someone bidding for a treasury bill or a painting and being told that their bid would be eliminated because it was too high, typically that would not happen because a seller is normally looking to raise as much money as possible from a sale. When that incentive is turned around, as it is in the ESORs product, both the buyer and the seller want a lower number. Now, if we look at the auction itself a little closer for application to valuing options for 123R, if a company wishing to value its compensation via auction wanted to discover the price at which their obligation could be offset, they would need to look at the offer side of this particular security. But the auction process of ESORs makes the offer side irrelevant. The sole offering party is the company willing to make a sacrificial sale, a strictly limited amount, in order to receive what they hope will be a low expense number. In its logical extreme, the company would be happy to see the options at zero and to sell them at zero. In other words, it's in some ways akin to claiming that your house should be taxed at a lower assessment because you traded the house with your spouse at $100. You have to ask whether the tax assessor would agree with that number. Now, in terms of our evaluation and what we found, at the time of the study, the 2007 ESORs auction had not yet taken place, so we analyzed the data available on the 2006 auction. And rather than go into the details of the comparisons we made, which are on our website, I'll summarize that. The price underestimates the probable cost of the options to the company. the price that Zion sold Eastworth at is lower than the likely cost of the options to Zions as a company based on their own historical data. So that's pretty much what we found.
Great. Well, I really appreciate your time, Greta, and I encourage all of you out there to take a look at the study, that which is linked to from the podcast, and learn more, because this is a very complicated instrument, and I think obviously the SEC is still mulling over what it should do. Thanks.
Thank you.